I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show today. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate that. And if you are tuning in for the first time and you're thinking, what is I've Decided? What's all the buzz? Well, essentially, it is just about you. It is about you and your goals and what it is that you want to accomplish. And we want to go alongside of you and help you to achieve success in whatever that is. Maybe you want to open your own business or write a book or finish school or get healthy or buy a home, take a vacation. There's so many things that you may want to do. Whatever those goals and dreams are that you have, I've Decided is your platform for transformation and success. We're going to provide you the resources that you need, the right information, education, and the motivation and encouragement to be successful in all of your goals. And so we love the radio show and love that you're listening, and we love to use it as an opportunity to share information with you. Sometimes we want to just educate you about things happening in our community or information about organizations and resources that are available right here surrounding us, and sharing success stories. We love to use the radio show to share success stories and just talk to others and interview them and find out what they got going on. One of the things that we love most about I've Decided is that we give a portion of our proceeds to PUP. That's People with Unlimited Potential. It is a school designed for young people with special needs to give them something to do and a curriculum. And we love supporting PUP. And so, well, today, my guest, I'm super excited, Sarah Gray, is I'd say she's a kind of a cycling expert and a cycling bike riding lover here in the Peoria area. And we met last year when we started our I've Decided to Ride training program, which is a beginner program designed for brand new riders. People maybe like you, it certainly was like me, who hadn't been on a bike since we were a kid, you know, and we wanted to do something to help get people out in our community. We have amazing trails out there. We have awesome bike clubs. And I don't know if you're kind of like me, but cycling is one of those things that I wanted to do, but I've always been a little bit nervous about going out on the trails by myself. And so our cycling program is designed for that, to help us overcome those nerves, ride with the group. It's fully supported, and we have cycling experts like Sarah, and she helps Heather Vitsenko, who is our head cycling coach. And we've put together a 10-week training program that's going to just take you through the whole process of cycling, and then we're going to practice outside and build up to a 20, 30, or even 40-mile fully supported ride that happens on July 29th, Saturday, July 29th. And so we're excited to do this program again. This is our second year to do it. And Sarah's back, and she leads up those clinics that we have out at ICC, and just a great teacher. And so she's just going to help maybe relax some of our nerves and kind of look at it like, you know, just come on out and play with us, right? That's what it's all about,
that's
right,
exactly,
Sarah?
Right. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I want people to have the experience where they love cycling as much as I do. And there's no greater joy for a cyclist of any level to really get out there and help somebody else experience that same joy. And that's really, I think, the heart of it. I mean, there's only three things we want you to bring with you to that first clinic. You can bring more stuff if you want, but the three things you need are a bike, a helmet, and a great attitude with open mind and willingness to really dig in there and, you know, you know, learn to get excited.
Attitude,
yeah, that
right?
decided.
I decided
yes.
I am going to learn how to recycle.
Yeah.
Not recycle. Recycling is good. We want you to recycle too. But I've decided to learn to ride.
To ride.
I've decided to ride.
Absolutely.
We want you to see the area, Peoria surrounding area. We got beautiful trails, don't we?
We do. We have absolutely great trail system out here. We've got we have great off-road paved trails for those of you who want to ride hybrid bikes, road bikes, even mountain bikes on those. But if you get into longer distance stuff, we've got great countryside areas to ride in. We've also got some really wonderful mountain bike parks should you ever want to expand there. Our riding that Heather's going to be leading on a weekly basis is going to be on the Rock Island Trail. Many of you probably know about it. Have seen the bridge that goes over Knoxville and
yes.
thought, I wonder what it would be like to ride over that. Well, if you do that, you'll get the opportunity to do that with her. And we're going to kick it off with a couple of bike clinics to get you going with that. So bring your bike, your helmet, and your I've Decided attitude with you. And we're going to go over some things like starting off in the classroom, just some basic safety tips, some tips on, you know, shifting gears, hand signaling, trail etiquette, what to wear, maybe what kinds of nutrition and hydration.
Because that's important.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. You're going to even learn how to change your own tire, so that's real exciting.
It is exciting, and I'm telling you right now, if I can learn how to air my own tire up, you can learn how to air your own tire up too.
Absolutely.
And I remember it was hilarious, Sarah. For the first few weeks of the outdoor training, Heather would air up my tires. She'd be like, did you air your tires, Kim? Did you check the air pressure? And I'm like, oh, I forgot. And so then she would take her little tire thing out of the back of her car, you know, and she would check my pressure and air it up. And then one day she was sitting there pumping and airing up the tire and she's like, get over here. I'm done airing your tires up. You have to learn how to do that.
Yeah,
and I'm good at it.
I think that's partly, especially true if you're a woman, because I think a lot of the guys, they want to be chivalrous and help you out.
Right.
And I tell my female riders, you've got to learn how to change your own tires so you're independent.
Yeah, I know. So I won't lie. I let Heather help me as long as she was willing to. But there came a point where I think she was like, hey, what is she doing? Just standing there watching.
Well, when my first group ride, I had 60 PSI, which is pounds of pressure in my tire, and my friend said it was a road bike, which you normally run 100 in.
Right.
And my friend's like, you're riding on flat tires, and I didn't know any better. So those are kind of tips that we're going to go, you know, give you just to help you be successful when you get out there and get started. Then the second half of the clinic, we are going to go and take those bikes out into a closed off parking lot, and with some volunteers from some of the local bike clubs, we've got volunteers coming out from Bike Peoria. From Illinois Valley Wheelmen and Peoria Bicycle Club to kind of, you know, help you out there be successful, learning to shift, learning to even get on your bike. Some people had trouble
getting
with that.
On and getting off. It's just, you're just so nervous.
Mm-hmm.
You're
That's
like,
right.
oh my gosh, you're trying to get your balance. And so it's just nice to be in the parking lot. And Sarah, that's where you and I met.
Right.
At the ICC parking lot.
Right.
And you were riding around with me. You were so sweet. I don't know if you remember this or not, but I was so nervous riding in that parking lot, and you rode around the parking lot and you just gave me words of encouragement. You're like, good job pedaling.
And what I remember, Kim, is that you had a smile on your face the entire time. You did. You were so excited that you were able to do that. There's nothing like learning a new skill and feeling the confidence for the first time, wouldn't you say?
Oh my gosh. It was like I was, just like what we said, it was like I was a little kid. Like I felt like a little kid, but I was a little nervous. I mean, and again, we're like, it's riding a bike.
Right.
You know,
right.
Everybody always says, oh, it's like riding a bike.
Yeah.
It comes back to you. It does. It does come back to you. But I can tell you one thing. I personally, and I'm a relatively fit person. I run. I'm a runner. I love to run, and I've run marathons. But I would, to get on that bike and go off on a trail by myself for even 5 miles, I before I've decided to ride, I would have never done that. Like, I would have been nervous.
Yeah.
Or maybe if I would have, we were talking about the air pressure in the tire. Flat tires. You can't see that the tire is flat.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's not flat, but if it's has 60, you call it PSI.
PSI.
Mm-hmm. If it has 60 PSI, that's technically flat. So then it makes for a very, I would say draggy kind
yes,
of ride.
Exactly.
Like it makes it hard to pedal. It's like real draggy. And then all of a sudden you have, you know, your tires have air in them and it's you're pedaling easier.
Yeah.
I think people go out and they may not even realize they got their, you know, their old bike in the garage. They're like, oh, let's go for a ride through the neighborhood. Yeah. And then they can't make it a couple miles because they don't realize that their tires are air.
Yeah. So, you know, there are things like that. Like, you know, we want people to experience and get back that joy that they had as a kid riding their bike. But as an adult, we do have a lot more inhibitions sometimes. It's farther to fall and it's a little scarier when you're getting back on as an adult. So it's kind of nice to have some, rather than, you know, try and figure it out on your own, have some people there to kind of help work with you with it. And there, we've had some people make some wonderful progress throughout the course of the 10-week training program. I mean, they went from ground zero to really going off and becoming much more, much quicker on the bike, much more confident, being able to do more distance, really feeling like they kind of knew how. They had some resources about what clubs to find and how to get how to find.
Yes, that's true. Cycling clubs in the area, and you're affiliated with most of them.
That's right.
What are some of the cycling clubs? I know Peoria Wheelman; they were so fantastic.
Yeah, Illinois Valley Wheelman has been real supportive of group rides, getting people to be able to do fitter, you know, fitness rides, not super racy. They're not the race team around here, but, you know, people of all different ages, you'll see people from their 20s, 30s, you know, even some kids come out up into their 70s and 80s even who still ride. So those rides tend to start at about 25 mile distances generally. Occasionally they will have some beginner rides that might be a little bit shorter than that. A lot of them involve destinations, though, which is really fun. They go to restaurants. They become friends with people. They go and do group rides together of longer distances. Some of them even get to do century rides, which century means 100.
Oh, yeah.
And so, but there is, you know, one of the reasons for I've decided is because how do you get to that point?
Right.
And if you, it's very manageable to get to that point, but a lot of people need some help getting there. And so we're to kind of there to bridge that gap. Another group, that organization that I think is wonderful is Bike Peoria. Bike Peoria does a lot of advocacy. They have something called the Bike Co-op, which can help you learn to do some mechanical things on your bike. But they also do a lot of short rides, much shorter distances, usually fairly flat. They go to things like restaurants or coffee shops or pubs, or they have a First Friday night ride, actually, after the art walk in downtown, which is real fun.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah, it's great. PAMBA, is that stands for Peoria Area Mountain Bike Association. They're wonderful. If you want to have a mountain bike and go out onto dirt trails, kind of like hiking trails, except they're for bikes. And that's another organization.
So those are all awesome, but you know, you got to start somewhere.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so where do you start? I've decided to ride.
Absolutely.
This is where you start. It is your beginning program where our first ride is probably going to be somewhere between 3 to 5 miles. Very short, very slow, very just getting comfortable on the bikes. And we are gradually over 10 weeks going to build up until you will have the opportunity to do a 20, 30, or 40-mile fully supported ride. And if you do the whole 40 miles, you're going to go all the way out to Morton and back. It is a ton of fun. And you might think, oh, 40 miles, oh, I don't know about that. But if you gradually build up like we do with this program, you will get there. It takes time, but you will get there. We start very short. And so, Sarah, I just want to help them understand everything that you would have. So if you are interested in being part of our kind of I've decided to ride tribe or family, because, you know, you got to have accountability. You got to have the support, and it's awesome. So if you want to be a part of this, I need you to get registered at ivedecided.org. The first clinic starts a week from today.
That's
next Sunday. Sunday, May 7th, a week from today. Is the first bike clinic. So your first step is you got to decide to do it. You got to go to ivedecided.org and you need to get registered. Don't wait, just do it. You won't regret it, okay?
Absolutely.
And here's what your registration entails. So the first thing is you are going to get 2 indoor bike clinics, and that's what Sarah's been talking about.
Indoor and outdoor. We do it about half and half.
Oh, yeah, that's true, because we do it out in the parking lot as well. So we are at ICC Cougar Complex in a meeting room, and we watch some videos. They're a lot of fun, and we hear from Sarah, and we learn what we need to, because you got to learn the rules.
Yeah, you know, learn some rules to the road, some safety things, some like little tips about your bike and, you know, things like that.
Pointers and how to air up your tire and read your tire.
And also because you may be anxious about what to do before you go out there. So it kind of helps alleviate some of that anxiety,
too.
Absolutely. And then we get out into the parking lot. We do want you to bring your bikes, your helmets, and your I've Decided attitude for the very first clinic, as well as the second clinic.
And the second clinic's going to be on Sunday, mm-hmm. May 21st.
Right.
And so those are the two indoor clinics that mm-hmm. you get with the 10-week training program.
Yeah.
And then we take it outside.
That's right.
And on Tuesday, the 23rd or Wednesday the 24th or both, you can show up for Tuesday night and Wednesday night, or you can pick one or the other at 5:30.
We know people have lives and other activities and families,
but sometimes they have that extra time. It depends on where you are in your life. I'll be at the Wednesday night training is mm-hmm. when I'm going to be able to go, but mm-hmm. there's the Tuesday, and it's at 5:30, and we meet at the back of Junction City mm-hmm. at the back trail back there. Mm-hmm. We all park back there and start. And that's where we get started, and we meet there every Tuesday and Wednesday. And like I said, we gradually start at the 3 to 5 mile mark, and we start building up. Every week, we add a few more miles, a few more miles, a few more miles. And we do that for 10 weeks. And then the fun part is on Saturday, July 29th, we have a fully supported 20, 30, or 40 mile ride. And that's the official ride. All your hard work.
Yeah.
Pays off.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you do that official ride that day. And so you get everything for only $149. It's very inexpensive.
It is. It's a really good deal. I mean, some organized rides are $100 just for one day. So the fact that you're getting two clinics and weekly ride, you know, with Heather is just amazing. I mean, that's really great. And then a fully supported ride at the end.
It's amazing. And you can also get yourself a souvenir shirt if you want to. Those are only $20. But the program is $149, and you can register at ivedecided.org, and you need to do that soon because the ride starts, the indoor training starts a week from today, May 7th. So we want to encourage you to join us in our I've Decided to Ride program. And speaking of bikes, we have a great partnership with Little Aid Cycle Shop.
Oh, we do.
Yes,
we do.
And they have a program put to design. So if you might be thinking, some of our listeners, Sarah, might be thinking, I don't have a bike.
Yeah, yeah. No, they're really great. I've known the guys at Little Aid's for quite a number of years, and they're so down to earth. And they're, you know, even if you don't know anything about bikes, if you don't know, you know, they told me I should get this kind of bike, but I don't remember what it is. Just explain that you're with the I've Decided to Ride program. They're familiar with that. They can get you, you know, hooked up with the right kind of bike for you. And really, it doesn't matter that much what kind of bike you start out with. I mean, if you can't afford a new bike, or you just got one sitting in the garage and you want to ride it, that's fine. You can bring that. Or you might want to take it into Little Aids ahead of time and just have them look over the bike.
Have it serviced.
Yeah.
But they also mm-hmm. are providing it. They have like a little combo where you can get a bike, a helmet, and a water bottle for like they got like a package deal.
They do.
I bought my mm-hmm. bike there last year. I got such a great deal on it. They were so awesome. They take you out. You can ride the bike around and mm-hmm. kind of get a good feel. I mean, they are so knowledgeable. So we're thankful.
I think they're giving a 20% discount on gear for the I've Decided to Ride.
I needed my padded shorts.
and a 10% discount on bikes for the I've Decided to Ride if you mention that.
Okay, so make sure you do that. So we're very thankful for that support. And so this is just one of our local events that we do every year. And you know, that's what we're trying to do here with I've Decided. We want to bring the community together and do fun, exciting things. We do it through our motivational conferences. Mm-hmm. We have our full-day motivational conference in January, and then that's followed up by two half-day conferences. We had our first half-day conference April 1st, and then our second half-day conference will be coming up August the 26th. So that's always fun, and it's just a way to get motivated, encouraged, and inspired to do something.
Yeah, absolutely. And have fun. It's fun. It really, really is fun. I want to emphasize that because, you know, when you try and do something new, sometimes, you know, there's going to be a work involved. I'm not going to lie to you and say there's not going to be a little bit of work involved, but it genuinely is fun. And I really want everybody to really have that opportunity to really get out there and experience the outdoors on a bike and you know, see where it takes you.
And it's worth a shot. You know,
yeah, it's worth a shot.
The thing is if you're thinking about it, just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Kim.
You just do it. You know, I mean, yeah. Stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, because
yeah.
That's where we hang out a lot of times,
yeah.
Right?
In that, absolutely.
We hang out in that thinking about it realm. And then we hang out there and then we start to come up with good reasons why we shouldn't do it. You know, well, I don't know if I have time, or, well, what if I don't like it? Or, you know, what if this? Well, okay. What if you don't like it? You've done it. Now you can say you've tried it. And
you might be saying, well, what if I can't make all of the rides? Well, we know people have lives. Things come up. That's fine. Do the best you can to get out there and come to them.
There's plenty of people that have registered. Yeah. In fact, there's one gal who's registered and she's going to be gone for 2 weeks for vacation. And she's like, is that okay? And I'm like, absolutely.
Right. And even outside the scheduled ride times, we try to find times that are going to work for people. And so you might also find buddies who are there who would like to ride a Saturday morning that wasn't scheduled. So
that has happened a lot.
Yeah,
we have had buddies come out of our running program mm-hmm. and our ride program where you're kind of on the same level. And then you have somebody to meet up with to go for a ride, because you got to ride more than just the one day a week. You really need to get some miles on your bike. And the one or 2 days a week is the group training, where you have the opportunity to meet up with the group and get a plan for the rest of the week. And I always love to give a shout out to Hardee's too.
Tom
and Laurie Trotter, because they are awesome. And I'll tell you why. They provide this opportunity for their employees. And so many people don't realize what they do. So they are the local owners of the Hardee's in the area. They're a business member of I've Decided. And they own over like 50 area Hardee's and all around surrounding Central Illinois and other states too. But they provide this opportunity to their employees here in the Peoria area. And because they have so many employees participate, we provide them a discount.
That's right.
So if you're listening to this radio show and you are an employer, if you own a company or run a company or a leader at a company or in the human resources department at a company, and you want to provide an opportunity for your employees to do something fun and exciting and good for their health, that's going to in turn, they'll bring that back to work and make it, you're going to get the benefit of a healthy, happy employee. And you're willing to share this information with them and they have five or more riders, we can provide a discount. And Hardee's helps to compensate their employees for this. And then they had like 20 of their local employees last year do this program. And Tom and Laurie did it themselves. And now they've become cyclists, avid cyclists. Tom's out on the trail all the time.
He's always posting on Facebook. It's so great to see. It really is. And it, you know, if you touch one person's life with I've Decided or any other program that really changes someone's life, I think it's worth it. But think of being able to get out there with a group of people who are going through that same thing with you. It's an amazing experience. And I really hope you get to go out there and make some new ride buddies and just share that joy with them.
It is. And in anything, it's like that, what we like to say, it's our I've Decided tribe.
Yes.
I've been using that word tribe a lot. There's this really cool book out there that talks about how people need a tribe.
Yeah.
You need a tribe. Who's your tribe, right?
Right,
and
right.
And so that's what we want to be. We at I've Decided, we want to be your tribe. We want you to come in with us and bring you in, go along the journey, and help you achieve success in your goals. And in turn, you give back.
Yes.
You know, it's amazing. I have so many people that have come on board with I've Decided, whether it be through coming to the motivational conferences as a community participant, participating in our ride or our run, our beginning programs for that, or business members, our I've Decided business members. And the thing that everybody, hands down, Sarah, everybody says they loved the most is truly what they give. They thought they were coming on board for them, but then they found out they come on board and they're giving back.
Absolutely.
So much
that,
more.
That sense of, and that's why I love being out there to help people with this program, because I love to try and give back to the bicycle community. That's given me such joy, and seeing that in other people is amazing. I mean, I know Kim has touched the lives of so many people through her motivational conferences, through her business association. It's hard to be out there and be a business owner all in your little own self. I mean, it's
virtually impossible.
It's virtually impossible. It's a recipe for failure. And that's what we don't want to have happen. We want you to be successful. We want you to be successful when you get out to the I've Decided to Ride program and have success on your bike. We want you to have success in your business. You know, that's what we're here for. It's as like Kim said, it's the I've Decided tribe, you know, to help you, you know,
it's people like you,
make progress.
Sarah. Like I mean, I'm serious. It's people like you. You're volunteering your time. Like, I mean, I think I gave, you know, we like gave her like a little certificate or something. She was like, our gift certificate. She's like, I don't need this. I don't want this. She's like so humble. I mean, you're volunteering your time. You're volunteering your time to even be here today on the radio show to share your love and passion for the cycling world and a program and just building up people.
Yeah.
And, but you know, maybe I say this because you are volunteering. It seems like you're volunteering, but I believe that things come back to you 100-fold. Like when you're such a servant, when you have a servant heart, like what you have, Sarah, there's no way that can't come back to you some way, somehow.
Thank you, Kim. That's very touching and thoughtful. I know, especially coming from someone who's touched the lives of so many, that means a lot. I appreciate that.
Aw, thanks. Well, you know, it's that ripple effect, right?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
butterfly effect where one flap of the wing, you don't really know the changes that you make. And sometimes you never know.
I've got goosebumps right now.
Goosebumps.
Yeah.
Sometimes, truly, you never know. And when you take that leap of faith to do anything, and I know it's kind of deep and I don't mean to do that, but even thinking about doing this ride, mm-hmm. you know, someone who's listening and they're thinking, I don't know. Yeah. You know, you take a leap of faith to do something that you're feeling your spirit is nudging you to do, and you take that leap of faith, you don't know who you're going to meet and who you're going to touch. Your story, you might be out cycling, thinking you're just out cycling, having fun, and you're sharing your story of whatever that might be, and that story is a life changer for somebody.
Yeah, I've had some great ideas on rides. I don't know about you, but like if you've got something that you're, you know, related to work or related to things and other problems or issues you've had in your life, a lot of times you'll be riding along and it'll come to you.
I know. You know? You're like, oh, the light bulb goes off, and you're like riding with no hands, waving in the air like you just don't care.
Or you're talking to your ride buddy and your ride buddy came up with a great idea and you're like, oh, that's awesome. I hadn't thought of that.
I know.
Before,
it
know?
Happens all the time. I love it. Oh my goodness. You know what? Every week, I think this half-hour show gets faster and faster. I think I think Ryan's secretly changing the clock so that it goes faster and faster. Our half-hour is up. I can't believe it. Well, if you've been listening to this I Decided radio show, you have been listening to my friend Sarah Gray. And Sarah is just a very passionate cyclist in our area. She is a rider. She's a part of the local cycle clubs and just an advocate for biking. And we somehow stumbled upon her, luckily, like a blessing, like an angel straight from heaven is where she came from, I think. And she teaches our clinics and does an absolutely amazing job. She'll be out there on the trail with you. She'll help you, support you in that fully supported ride. All you have to do is take the first step and get registered. You can register today at ivedecided.org. Register today at ivedecided.org. If you have any questions whatsoever, you can email me at kim@ivedecided.org. kim@ivedecided.org. You can ask me any questions. And other than that, I want to see you at the bike clinic a week from today, next Sunday, May 7th. Check us out, okay? Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?